This TikToker got 5 years in prison after a not-so-innocent dancing video ended the life of her friend. And the worst part is that, at this point, things like this are becoming so much more frequent than what they should. It hasn't even been 2 weeks since we last covered one of these cases in which a TikTok video ended tragically due to the careless behavior of a teenage influencer. Then on top of that, both of these situations are just extremely avoidable. But instead of speeding challenges, this time the disaster happened after a girl decided to record a dancing video with some friends while holding a firearm, a real one. But meet Mariah Clayton. At the time of this tragedy, she was a 20-year-old woman who was sentenced to 5 years in prison and pleaded guilty to accidentally shooting her friend Anaya Womack with an AR-15 in an apartment in Florida. This whole investigation started when the Jacksonville Sheriff's deputy car noticed a car speeding down the street at 90 miles an hour. The car also had their hazards on, heading straight to the closest hospital. So the officers then decided to follow the car because, well, they thought there was likely a real emergency going on here, and they were right, as the car was indeed in a critical situation. When they arrived to the hospital in Jacksonville, both the driver and Mariah left the car and told the police they had a shooting victim in the back seat who needed help as soon as possible. And the victim is Anaya Womack, a 19-year-old girl who had her life ended from a single gunshot wound to her stomach.
Anaya Womack's cousin, Autumn Redding, says that the family's in a lot of pain today.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says right now they don't know where the shooting happened. News for Jax reporter Marilyn Parker joining us live from JSO. Marilyn, police are questioning the two people who dropped Womack off at the hospital.
The police said that they don't know if those two people were Good Samaritans or suspects in this case.
At first, the driver and Mariah claimed to the police that they had picked up Anaya and taken her to the hospital after finding her injured, walking on the sidewalk in a very strange way. But that doesn't add up. I mean, the girl has a serious wound to her stomach. She also has no shoes, no phone, no ID on her, nor a wallet. And she was just casually walking on the sidewalk at night alone.
So y'all just picked the lady up?
Yes, and we just seen like her limping, like she looked it, like, you feel me? Like, we thought she was gonna fall,
but but you can see the red on her shirt.
Right.
Yeah, you see, but you can see like a figure up the road, you feel me?
Yeah, like she like help. We just like, oh, okay, like we're gonna get you there. Like, just stay up, like don't die on us.
Right.
So we just put her back, took her help. That's
got you.
You weren't trying to speed, but I'm telling
you. No, I got you. I figured something was up when you
get her here. Like, you feel me?
That just raises even more questions. So it's safe to say the cops did not buy that. They knew something was wrong from the beginning. So they ended up detaining both the driver and Mariah while they started investigating.
Dude, they're standing up for me.
Come on.
Yeah, they're getting detained. Stand up.
The two boss.
Both of y'all.
Come on.
Because y'all were... I know you were there.
Who, me?
Yeah, so turn around and put your hands behind your back.
Yep. I ain't even doing nothing, bro.
You were just being detained because you drove. Alright, so we're going to figure it out.
Being detained.
So I'm not going to
be detained. You're detained.
I'm detained as a man.
No, you're detained until I find out the truth.
We got to figure out the truth.
Because the truth is a lot more powerful than an accident. So therefore, if it's what it was, that's what it was. But until I find out the truth, because you wanted to give me a bullshit story at first, now I'm gonna have to detain you until I get the real story. So let me get your phone out your armpit here.
I called my people.
Yep. After I figure out what the truth is. Come on.
Then to make the matter so much worse and confirm the initial suspicion, the police received a phone call shortly after alleging that both Anaya and Maria had been in the same apartment just an hour earlier. But they weren't only hanging out. They were recording TikTok videos. According to People.com, authorities said the report said that Womack, or Anaya, was filming Clayton, or Mariah, as she attempted to make the TikTok videos where Clayton popped out of the shower while using the rifle as a prop. Then, at some point, the rifle discharged and struck Womack. What a stupid thing to be doing. She opened the shower curtain with a loaded rifle and it fired? Come on, guys. Authorities said that Clayton was culpably negligent in the way that she handled the rifle. She was repeatedly told by others in the apartment not to play with the rifle, but handled it anyway. Firearm safety 101. Don't point the firearm at anything that you're not ready to obliterate. It doesn't matter if you don't think it's loaded or not. Then on top of that, just never use firearms under the influence, which I suspect happened here, as clearly you're one slip up away from altering your family and other loved ones' lives forever. This is so unavoidable. Losing a life over a TikTok dance video should not happen, especially from Oh, we're going to do a funny shower curtain stunt. We're going to open the shower curtain with a rifle. That's not worth losing your life over. It's depressing and frustrating that this entire situation is so avoidable. But anyway, after the police found out that she was ignoring her friends, telling her to not play with the rifle, that's when they started asking questions to the couple. And they eventually admitted that Anaya was injured during the incident at the apartment complex, where several other people were present, including Mariah. Not the driver, though. It turns out the driver had nothing to do with that. After questioning, it became clear that this guy was not involved. He was genuinely just trying to help, so he was released. Mariah, on the other hand, she was already off to a bad start by lying from the beginning. First, she told the police that she didn't know Anaya, even though that they'd been in the same room for several hours and recorded TikToks together the night of the incident. But since that lie didn't hold up for long, she was taken and the cops brought her in for an interview. And by the end of that interview, she was arrested, but not for the reason that you might think.
All right, so we're all done. Appreciate you talking to us and stuff. I do have some bad news, though. All right, you do have two warrants. It's not from us. It looks like, it's from JSO. It's not from us. It's not for this incident. It looks like you have a violation of probation for, I think it was what you were telling me, the criminal mischief or whatnot, vandalism with a car. It doesn't tell me what you violated. It just says the statutes, criminal mischief, which is vandalism. So you got that warrant, and then I think it's via violation of probation and a failure to appear for a petty theft.
She wasn't booked for the shooting that night, but it turns out that she had some outstanding warrants previous to this incident. So the police kept working on the case in the meantime, even way after she was released, and went back to living her normal life. And, you know, after going through that, you would think it would only be natural to assume that maybe you would reflect on your actions. But instead, she went right back to TikTok on her account and she would record the same type of videos, holding firearms and just doing everything like nothing ever happened. She didn't learn a single thing from this incident. And it wasn't until 5 months later that the police would bring her back again to talk about these latest videos. And this time, they actually had a warrant regarding the case of Anaya.
What's your fascination with guns? Like, why do you like to be around guns?
I don't like to be around guns. I never asked nobody to come pull up on me with a gun.
Not like
dudes
that.
Dudes just, dudes carry guns.
Why do you hang around dudes who have guns? That a situation like happened when you had a gun and when you was around the gun happened. So why do you continue to hang around people who have, we got pictures to show it.
Okay, I don't hang around nobody who have guns. That's somebody who's having their own gun.
Let me speak.
And coming around me. I don't hang with nobody around guns.
She was arrested and sent to a trial a few months later. The judge then sentenced Mariah to 5 years in prison and 5 years of probation. But according to First Coast News, in a letter shared with the court the day Mariah pleaded guilty, she expressed a lot of regret for the incident and went on to say that the shooting was truly an accident and that she regrets not thinking it through. I wake up every morning wishing I did everything different. It's just a shame that no amount of hoping or wishing would bring her friend back. And this whole thing was just extremely avoidable. Not every day do we talk about incidents where, you know, making TikTok videos or social media content results in a fatal accident, but it is sadly becoming more and more common. As I've been covering the stuff that unfolds on social media for close to a decade now, and suddenly it's been a lot more now than what it was before. But this case is just another tragic reminder of how quickly things can spiral out of control when some clout on social media takes priority over just some basic common sense. Because Maria's actions didn't only lead to the end of Anaya's life, but also destroyed her own future and a family that night. And for what? A few likes on TikTok? Really? It's really never worth it. The potential upside is nothing compared to that potential downside. But the fact that that happened and then she returned to just making the same type of content like nothing ever happened, that's also extremely shocking. But hopefully she at least learns from this. But other than that, I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.